versus Humphreys, case number 2015-00805807. Could you please have the appearances?
Adam Berkey, Your Honor, on behalf of myself. Adam Berkey, Your Honor, on behalf of myself.
We have one other appearance.
If you're looking at the Pranga, Your Honor, that's someone with me. He's just here as a observer.
All right. Then we've got no other appearance here at this time. So now this application was filed by you, Mr. Berkey, and it has an entirely new caption. The case that again was filed in is the Spartan Associates, Inc. versus Humphreys case, which is from 2015. The caption states this application is related to the unlawful detainer action that was recently filed, which is case number 2025-01459684. And the title of that unlawful detainer action is, I believe it's HOU versus Berkey. And again, although it states that it's related, there's been no determination of relatedness and no notice of related case has yet been filed. Now, this application is 189 pages long and purports to combine a number of different documents into one document, and some of them apply to or applies to multiple different cases. It was filed on demand late last week and does indeed violate a number of the rules of courts and the governing statutes for these documents by combining everything into one document. And it greatly exceeds the page limitations for any sort of motion or application. In addition to the 189 page I guess called application, then we've got looking good, probably 3 to 4 feet of additional exhibits and everything. So just letting you know that we did receive all these various materials. That's what we have received here in the department. Now, in terms of what it purports to do or ask for, I think it kind of has four things. It's an ex parte application to have this department stay the unlawful detainer action is pending in another department. It states that it includes an answer to the unlawful detainer action. It is a motion to vacate what it characterizes as a void judgment in the 2015 case based on new evidence of extrinsic fraud. And then finally, it includes a complaint and cross-complaint challenging the underlying judgment in the 2015 case, the foreclosure, the sale and foreclosure process that recently completed, and then it also attacks the constitutionality of multiple statutes. So the minutes from today will reflect that this document is not being treated as an answer in the UDA action. It was not filed in a case. It's not being treated as a complaint to start a new case. Those need to be filed as separate, independent documents and in the proper case, not in this 2015 case. Any answer, any sort of response of pleading, any sort of response to the complaint in the UDA action has to be filed in that action, not in this case. And any new claims, any new lawsuit, any collateral attack on the 2015 judgment, that needs to be filed as a separate lawsuit, getting the summons, paying the initial fees, or getting the fee waiver, and going through all that process for initiating a new lawsuit. So again, this application is not being construed and treated as either answering the UD action or the new complaint. What this is being treated as and ruled upon as is the ex parte application to stay the unlawful detainer action, and the related, I guess we'll call it motion to vacate the judgment in the 2015 case. Now, treated as such, the application will be denied. The underlying argument is that, and everything being sought is that the underlying judgment is void for a number of reasons, including that it was entered in based upon or an action that was essentially criminal or penal in nature, imposing punishment against you, Mr. Berkey, without providing the constitutional protections that are applicable in criminal proceedings. That same basic argument has been made multiple times and rejected in a number of different courts, including the Court of Appeal case in this that led followed the judgment in the 2015 case. Indeed, the Court of Appeal rejected these challenges, and I am bound by those determinations as law of the case. Now, I understand the contention that a void judgment can be challenged at any time, but that doesn't allow me to ignore specific rulings that the Court of Appeal made in this case. Moreover, the 473D voidness argument requires the voidness to appear on the face of the record. I don't think that appears in this case. There are a number of other problems with the argument, and there's also not a sufficient showing for the granting any ex-party relief, setting aside any judgment at this point in time. There's not even a hearing or anything set in the UD action yet, so there is not that justification for ex-party relief. So for those and other reasons, the court is going to deny the present ex-party application to you, filing whatever you file in the UD action, filing a new lawsuit, filing a notice motion with proper notice and service on everyone. So that is where the court stands at this point in time, sir.
Okay. Can I speak?
Yes, you may.
My question for you is, having exhausted all of the remedies that I have in the case that I presented to the court, where does the court recommend that I go now to obtain, if I can't basically challenge this judgment, as you're saying, where do I go to overrule this, to overrule it, because it's completely void?
Well, two things. First of all, I can't provide you with legal advice. I can't provide any party with legal advice in that regard. But there is truly some due basis, you can make your other collateral attack or file your motion, and that would be ruled on the merits. I can't guarantee the outcome of that. But at some point, there is finality to matters as well. I understand your vehement and ardent disagreement with the many different rulings that have been made. I fully understand your position on that, but at some point in time, things do become final. But and then you have the unlawful detainer action, to you have the right to participate in that one and seek whatever relief, assert whatever claims, defense in that case. The court is not able to bar you from filing a properly noticed motion or another lawsuit, if that's the pathway which you wish to follow. But in terms of granting any of this on an ex parte relief, I don't see that being a basis, and I'm not yet convinced of the merits, even if it was on a notice, but that does prevent a notice motion.
I'm sorry. Did I understand you to say that basically the court's ruling is going to be the same if I know you said that they're being treated differently, but what will be the difference, so to speak, if I file that motion to vacate in the, so to speak, proper procedure that you're saying versus the ex parte action?
Well, it may well be the same. I have to see that, see if it complies with everything and what they're showing, but I have serious concerns and doubts that it would be successful, but I can't give an advisory. I can't rule on something that isn't properly performed at this point in time. So I can't say with 110% certainty, but I can say that there's a very strong likelihood the outcome will be the same.
Okay, thank you for that. So my earlier question was, where do I go? Because I've tried collateral attacks, I've tried direct attacks, I've tried habeas petitions, and absolutely there is no remedy that I have. If what I am saying is taken to be true, and you said that you can't give me legal advice, well, there has to be some forum in California or the United States to actually be heard. And if the court lacked jurisdiction and it was a void judgment in the first instance and on appeal, like I said, I've exhausted every known remedy that I have. Where is the fair forum to be actually heard?
Well, you've been provided the form. You disagree with the form, but you've been provided with the form at multiple levels. So I understand that you vehemently disagree with the rulings that have been made in the case. But that does not mean that you were not provided with a form. It's just that you disagree with the outcome in those forms.
Well, and apparently so does our own courts of appeal here with their recent ruling in the Eisenberg case saying it's a penalty. The U.S. Supreme Court in Lieu v. SEC saying that disgorgement only applies to profits, and there were no profits in my case. I mean, this isn't just me coming up with a hypothetical about why I think something's wrong. This is evidence from other courts. And I mean, our entire constitutional history shows that everything I'm saying here is legit.
I understand. And like I said, I cannot say 100% what any ruling would be on a future request. And everything will be considered on its merits, but in terms of today, and again, I cannot tell you exactly what to file, how to file, and where to file, but...
So, in essence, what I understand, and you can correct me, of course, if I'm wrong, is that I filed several different things on the same document. I indicated that there was a related case that it was that this ex parte hearing was related to, and that essentially because those procedural requirements weren't followed... that the court is putting form over substance and not recognizing any of those.
That's not what I said. I pointed out that there are a number of problems with the form, but I've also said that there is not a sufficient showing to justify ex parte relief, setting aside those procedural circumstances. And on the current papers, I have not been persuaded on the merits of the argument. So it's not just simply a form over substance, sir.
Okay, I didn't hear you say that putting those things aside, that was the case. So your ruling, you're saying that the law of case doctrine, essentially, is what you're using to basically deny relief here.
Well, I've explained everything as much as I can here today at this point, sir. So the court has made its ruling, and you can, again, make whatever filings you deem appropriate in the UD action or an independent one, but
I've stated
part of your ruling today.
My ultimate question is, where do I go for relief?
Well, again, I cannot provide you with any further, any legal advice, and I can't provide any further guidance than I already have. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Thank you. Best of luck to you.